Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've just been listening to one of the highlights of my audioboo world, actually. And that is the recordings of SM2N and JN2N, Simon and Yana, who have recently started, well, they've often audioboo together, but now... or audio being together a lot more often. And personally, I find it fantastic. I love the dialogue. I love the style. You guys crack me up. You do. In a good way. But I was just listening to a boo that you did, that these guys did, booing from the bath. And it seems to be a thread on Audioboo. I don't know whether it started by Daylight Gambler, but I've heard some responses from Turbo Stream and Amani Blog and others. Booing from the bath, the etiquette of it. Is there any etiquette from booing from the bath? Well, if anybody's listened to my boos over the years, they know I do boo from the bath. And often I'll put the title, Boo from the Bath, in the title of my Audioboo. So I have no problems with booing from the bath, nor listening to boos while I'm in the bath. Something that Simon was saying, that finding it difficult to listen to stereo boos in the bath or soundscapes. Well, I have a pair of Bluetooth stereo wireless headphones that I have sitting on my head whilst I'm in the bath. And that sort of solves that problem for me, Simon. They're very good, very cheap. And it works. Just have to keep my head out of the water. Not a problem. So no, I don't have a problem with listening to boos from the bath or booing from the bath. I don't picture anybody in any way, shape or form in the bath. And the reason I'll usually say I'm booing from the bath is because I'm aware the acoustics are different. I'm aware that my boos could sound echoey. And for whatever reason, I might just be in the bath when something strikes me that I want to boo about. Because a bath time, for me, is often a time of quiet reflection. And I can get the odd notion that comes to my head that for some strange reason I want to share with my audio boo world. So no, I don't have a problem. What I find difficult is listening to boos that people record whilst in the shower. Because the rushing of the water can make the audio boo quite difficult to listen to. I have no problems with people booing from the shower. It's just sometimes I have difficulty in actually hearing what the person's saying. And there's a couple of people that will boo from the shower with the radio on in the background too. So now I have to contend with the rushing of the shower water, the radio, hearing people lather themselves up whilst recording an audio boo. And I never really get to listen to the audio boo because I'm so trying to tune out of everything else that I end up tuning out of it all. That's not to say the audio boo wouldn't be interesting, it's just I find it difficult to hear. So that's my views on booing from the bath. I do boo from the bath. I have booed from the bath. I usually say that I'm booing from the bath because of the acoustics. I warn people in advance that, you know, that's where I'm booing from. It has made me smile on a couple of people's responses, and I think Yana talking about not booing or talking on the phone when naked, and Simon mentioned that in this boo that he's answered the phone naked on a conference call. Well, Simon, this isn't about one-upmanship here, but I'm sharing this publicly. I don't know why I'm doing that, but perhaps I will regret it later. But I once responded whilst in the bath to a Skype call, and I automatically hit the accept button, not realising that I'd hit the accept video Skype call button. Luckily for me, the phone was positioned in front of me, so only my face was visible. But the person at the other end certainly knew that I wasn't sitting in my normal chair or in my normal attire, if you like. And so, luckily for me, the person was a friend and not a business wasn't a business call. So I learned a big lesson from that, really. I don't answer the phone under any circumstances when I'm in the bath. Nor, Yana, you'll be pleased to know when I'm in the Anyway, my thoughts on booing from the bath, and many thanks to Simon and Yana for their entertaining boos, and they have become a staple of priority listening. Thank you all, and as always, if applicable, God bless.